Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. The coronavirus pandemic has disrupted the job market in the United States so significantly that today, for the first time in many, many years, the Bureau of Labor Statistics reported that the economy lost jobs in March, about 700,000 jobs. And in fact, most estimate that this is just the tip of the iceberg for the number of jobs that are going to be lost during this crisis. While the job news is bad today, and it's going to get worse, it could be hopeful for us to think about how we're going to get back to work once we're through this. And today, over at the Harvard Business Review, Amitabh Chandra, Mark Fishman, and Douglas Melton lay out a really good plan for how we can get back to work and what conditions need to be in place for Americans to start getting back to work. It's a long piece, and you really should read it, and I'll put a link in the show notes. But basically, they lay out 4 points before we can start putting Americans back to work in certain locations in the country. 1. The state should be over or must be over the peak of their current wave of infections, the flattening of the curve, so to speak, that you've heard about so much. 2. Health systems in these regions, they have to agree that they have the resources and personnel available to deal with smaller but likely second waves of coronavirus infections. Getting people back to work won't work if the healthcare system is stretched to capacity or beyond. And some communities may take a little bit longer to reopen because of these limited healthcare capacities. 3. There needs to be sufficient testing capability to identify both those people who still have an active virus and those who have evidence of prior infection and have recovered. And this needs to be backed up with centralized testing and reporting. And they emphasize testing over simple temperature taking. And 4, there needs to be widespread availability of personal protection equipment, PPE, including masks and such, not just for the healthcare workers, but also for most returning workers back to their own workplaces. And we must continue our practice that we're all getting used to of social distancing, both inside and outside the workplace. These are the 4 conditions that need to be met before we can consider letting people get back to work and getting our economy back going. I think it's a really sensible set of recommendations. I do hope you check it out. And I do hope you're staying safe and sound, and we're riding this out together, and we plan to give you as much information as resources as we can. That's it from the HR Happy Hour show on Alexa. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.